This is Digging Deeper, Daf Tezayin. The mission on the bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph, as we mentioned earlier, in an earlier podcast, discusses the permissibility of building Bimosios. As Rashi explains, Bimosios was an altar. You're building an altar for an idolater who will then use that to offer sacrifices on it, and this the aroma from the sacrifices will go up to their gods. And according to Rashi's understanding of the Mishnah, a Jew is allowed to build a Bimosios for an idolater. And the question is, why? Isn't that connected to Avodah Zarah? Well, we know for certainly that you're not allowed to worship idols. This is not of Ode Avodah Zarah. We also know that you're not allowed to be help with Tashmish of Avodah Zarah. But, says Rashi, Tashmish Ditashmish, if it's one step removed, then we permit it. There's no Isser of helping an idolater when it's Tashmish Ditashmish. Tosos, as we mentioned earlier, argues and says Tashmish Ditashmish is still assisting an idolater with Avodah Zarah, which will be prohibited. Now the question is, what is the prohibition of Tashmish Ditashmish? So there are a couple ways to look at it. Maybe it's Lifnei Iver, by building the altar for the idolater, you're enabling him to serve Avodah Zarah. But of course, the nafkamina there would be with at least Lifnei Iver. We know that if it's Trei Avri Dinara, there wouldn't be a prohibition of Lifnei Iver. Therefore, if there were multiple individuals who could build this altar, Jewish and not Jewish, then the Jew would be allowed to, because perhaps there may not be an Isser of Lifnei Iver. But there is another idea which we could base the prohibition of building this Bimosios for an idolater, and that's this idea of Rotza Bikiyumo. There's a rabbinic prohibition to build an item which somebody is Rotza Bikiyumo. They're happy that it's going to remain around. And if a Jew is building an altar for Avodah Zarah, that shows a Rotza Bikiyumo. There's a desire for this to remain by the idolater, and as a result, there's a rabbinic prohibition of Rotza Bikiyumo. So by building this altar, the Yisrael would be over on an Isra Derabanan of Rotza Bikiyumo. So that's the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Again, Rashi says Tashmish to Tashmish is permissible, and Tosfos, for whatever reason, says that Tashmish, whether it's Rotza Bikiyumo or Lifnei Iver, Tosfos rules that it's Aser Derabanan. Tashmish to Tashmish is Aser Derabanan. The Ritva follows Tosfos' approach. Rashi does have others in his corner. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam seem to rule accordingly as well. The Shulchan Aruch talks about building the kippah. The kippah that the Mishnah, that our Mishnah talks about. In Shulchan Aruch, Yoredea Kufmem Gimel Sif Beis, he says, "Aval bonahu lechatchila hatraklin o hachatzar sheyeshba osa kippah." That a person is allowed, a Jew is allowed to build lechatchila the traklin, the passageway, o hachatzar, the courtyard sheyeshba osa kippah, where the kippah is located. They can't build the kippah itself, as we learn in the Mishnah. The kippah is where the idol is hung from. So that is mamish avodah zarah or tashmish avodah zarah, but building the areas next to it, that's Tashmish Ditashmish, and that should be permissible. Now, the way that one of the questions that comes into play with this idea of tashmish to tashmish being usur or mutter, depending on Rashi or Tosfos, or Shulchan Aruch is clear, seems to follow Rashi, is the following case. What if you have a church that is no longer in use, and you have a burgeoning Jewish community that's looking for a location to start a community, and they want to purchase the church from the Christians and make it into a shul, convert it into a shul? Is this permissible? Well, what will be the issue? Perhaps the problem is tashmish to tashmish. That even if some of the areas weren't tashmish avodah zarah, but if there was avodah zarah in the building, it's tashmish to tashmish. There was connection to avodah zarah, and as a result, it should be prohibited. The Magen Avraham discusses this issue in Siman Kufnun Dalet in Orach Chaim Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, quoting a Re'eim who says that even if there was nevad bebeis avodas elilim, it was used to serve avodah zarah bekeva, nevertheless mutar lehispalel besocho, a person would be allowed to daven in this place. They could be able to convert it into a shul. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah mentions this as well. While the Shulchan Aruch distinguishes between using a candle that was used for idolatrous purposes, the candle that was blown out, so that's mamish atashmish of avodah zarah, or actual avodah zarah, because you blew out the candle, now you want to reuse it again. So even though you are mevatalit, it has no purpose anymore for avodah zarah, but nevertheless, the candle was used at one point for the avodah zarah. But then the Mishnah Berurah mentions in Kufnun Dalet Sifkatan Memhei, uli inyan lasos mi beis tfila shel akum beis haknesses, Kasav HaMagen Avram Hashem HaRe'im LaHakel. He was lenient v'hatam. The reason is, ki lo nevar habayis atzma me'olam, that the bias was never used as part of the service. In other words, it was a tashmish to tashmish. And that's the Magen Avram Sfarat, or the Re'im Sfarat to be mekel. Like the Shulchan Aruch, like Rashi, like Rambam. V'das he'eli rabbe nota l'hachmir la'sos beis haknesses kavua ayin sham. However, the Eli Rabbah is machmir, that you shouldn't use this as a permanent home for a beis haknesses. Uchmeduma, says the Mishnah Berurah, sha'olam nogin l'hakel. It appears to me that the minag is to be lenient. V'ayin bir halacha she'beirarnu d'davka k'she'ein darchan l'hamid sham eli lehem aval elu she'ma'amidim sham eli lehem af she'otziyem yisham u'machro habayis li'Yisrael da'oz mutter habayis lehediot mitam she'kvar nisbatal ha'yidei zem yisham misham she'elil al kopanu l'beis ha'knesses aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah a couple important points. Number one, this idea of bittul, when you remove something out of a building, you remove the avodah zarah out of the building, so you're mevatal it. The kedusha, or the idolatrous kedusha, if you will, is now gone, which means you can certainly use the building. You can use it for office space. You can use it for a home, whatever. But for kedusha, but for a shul, says the Mishnah Berurah, that should not be done. Sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is citing more machmir, even though it appears to be tashmish to tashmish. Sounds like he's being more machmir. However, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be indicating or mentioning kishein darchan lahamet sham elilehem, that it's only, he'll be lenient in a place where they don't usually leave their idols, the real idols, like in Catholicism and others. But in those situations where they don't have many elilehem, a Unitarian church, or even in other Protestant forms of Christianity where there isn't so many overt symbols, even the cross is not necessarily, from a halachic perspective, a form of avodah zarah, so then there's much more reason to be lenient. Rav Moshe was asked this question. Rav Moshe discusses in Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Memtes. Rav Moshe was more strict about it. He said, l'chadchila, this should not be done, if whatever was done, but preferably it shouldn't. And others discuss the issue, but it appears to be that the minhag at this point is to be lenient depending on the circumstance. So if you're talking about converting a Catholic church into a shul, my hunch is that we would generally be strict. But if we're only, if it's a Protestant church, then there's certainly more room to be lenient. And of course, the ideal would be that this would only be a temporary solution with the hope that in the future you will be able to knock it down and build up a brand new palatial structure. So when it comes to the halacha of converting a church into a shul, this issue that we mentioned here, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos of Tashmish to Tashmish, is it permissible or not? Even Shitas Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch, which seems to indicate that Tashmish to Tashmish is mutter, you still see a whole bit of pushback with regards to converting a church into a shul, not necessarily because of the outer areas, but and we would be more lenient than say Tashmish to Tashmish would be okay, but in the inner sanctuary where their Avodah Zarah actually was, that's more of a Tashmish Avodah Zarah than a Tashmish to Tashmish, and therefore more reason to be strict.